Hour two kicking off in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Hour two headlines brought to you by White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. We have news to read. Cam, anything going on?
Yeah, there's lots of stuff going on.
Oh, wow. Tell me about it, huh?
Yeah, I can do that.
We'll just kind of tag team this, I guess. I can start if you want.
Yeah, that probably works.
All right. The Mavericks apparently are going to file a protest of their loss the other night to the Warriors.
I was actually watching that game.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was very interesting. But, yeah, weird situation. Basically, the Mavericks are claiming the refs didn't tell them, had told them that it was their ball, and they didn't tell them that they had changed the call to Warriors' ball, and basically just gave the Warriors a free, like, inbound play under the Mavericks basket, which was obviously an easy layup because the Mavericks were on the other side of the court. And they end up losing by like one or two. It was a very close game down the stretch there, so they were very upset.
Yeah,
Mark Cuban was yelling at the officials.
Well, he is apparently filing protest. Mark Cuban is. They lost 127-125 after the confusion there over which team had possession of the ball. And Mark Cuban said that he will file protest. I don't know.
I don't know
what you do there.
He's basically disputing the results of the game, which hasn't happened in years since an old game where I think like Shaq back in Miami. It's been a long time. But basically, you have to, like, pay $10,000 just to even submit this, like, request.
Well, that's like buying a pack of M&Ms for Mark Cuban.
Yeah, fair. But you don't get it back unless they decide that you're right and they, kind of change the result or replay the end of the game or whatever they do. But they have, like, I think 5 days to, like, send evidence. And then the NBA has, like, 5 days to kind of review and dispute. And yeah, if you don't win your case, you don't get that money back.
Mark Cuban called it the worst officiating non-call mistake in the history of the NBA. All they had to do was tell us, and they didn't. So we'll see how that shakes out, I guess.
All right.
Did you want me to do one?
Yeah, go ahead. I can do one. All right. So, CJ Stroud basically had his pro day yesterday. And yeah, people were really talking about that, especially the Carolina had about 11 people there to view him, seeing as they have the number one draft pick. And all signs are kind of starting to point that that's who they're going to go with. They've even caught like some of the coaches talking to him at that pro day, talking about when he lives in Charlotte and stuff like that. So he's also now the betting favorite to be the first pick overall. So
where's he gonna go?
Carolina.
Carolina is gonna take CJ Stroud.
That's the way it seems to be looking.
That's what.
Unless Bryce Young has his pro day today, so unless he does something just that blows people out the water. It seems like Carolina is kind of honing in on C.J. Stroud.
So it's looking like Stroud will be the number one overall pick?
Yep.
I suppose we could ask Jordan about that. I said I wasn't going to ask him any NFL news, but I guess we could ask
him. Put that one in there.
See what he thinks about the draft, at least. You know?
Yeah.
The Chicago Blackhawks say that they will not wear Pride-themed warm-up jerseys before Sunday's Pride Night game against the visiting Vancouver Canucks. Because of security concerns involving a Russian law that expands restrictions on activities seen as promoting LGBTQIA+ rights in the country. The decision was made by the NHL organization following discussions with security officials. So the Blackhawks will not wear Pride-themed warm-up jerseys.
Yeah, there's a few other teams that have also opted out, and yeah, most of them claim safety of their Russian players for why they're doing it. Just because, you know, Russia's
very homophobic, seems like.
Yeah.
So they're opting out of the Pride theme stuff, huh? That's interesting.
Yeah, and I think the Predators have a openly gay player on their team or organization or something, and he's been very outspoken about, you know, the team's not doing the stuff. But I get it for the Russian player side. You don't want them to go home to Russia in the off season and not make it back because they had to throw on a jersey. So
I think I would feel weird wearing a pride themed warm up, getting ready to play a sport. I don't know. I know, like, you know, the NFL, they do their thing with the breast cancer, and then they got a ribbon for this and a ribbon for that, and then there's, you know, there's like the autism awareness and all this stuff, and it's like you just kind of become a poster board at some point for, you know, I would just feel like a billboard.
Most of the time.
I mean, I know it's why they do it, because, like, they're setting an example for whatever, for the kids or whatever, you know. Yeah. But, like, I feel kind of weird getting ready to go play hockey. You're wearing, like, a rainbow shirt. I don't know. Apparently Russia agrees.
Yeah, Russia does not want them wearing that. NFL tight end Foster Moreau. Are you aware of who he is?
Foster Moreau?
Yeah.
I've heard that name, I think.
He played at LSU.
Give me a hint on which team he plays for.
He was a free agent right now. Oh. His last team was out west, black and silver.
Raiders?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
He played for the Raiders, too. But he was a free agent. He basically was taking a visit to the Saints for some reason. And they doing a routine physical, they found out he has basically cancer. Or
Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Yeah.
Well, that's
so
not good.
So they found out doing a routine physical down there when he was visiting the Saints. And so now he is stepping away from football, obviously, to take care of that. So, yeah, he announced that yesterday. And also the first time the Saints have ever done anything for player safety.
Yeah. They're not really known for it, are they?
Nope.
Well, Cam, here's some news for you. Say goodbye to the Camaro.
Uh-oh.
You like Camaros?
If I was in the military.
Yeah, well, General Motors announced that they are ending production of the latest generation of the Chevrolet Camaro.
How are we going to get troops?
I don't know. That leaves the Ford Mustang as the last gasoline-powered American performance coupe.
Oh, man.
No more Camaros.
They're going extinct.
Yeah. It's kind of weird that the Camaro was cool. Like, it was, like, cool in the 70s. They thought it was cool, you know. Yeah. And then it was, like, pretty lame, like, in the 2000s.
Yeah.
And then it kind of came back to, like, people thinking it's
like
cool.
Like Transformers?
Again, I don't know what changed. But, like, if you saw a Camaro, like the Camaro body style in the early 2000s was pretty, yeah. I don't know what you call trashy. I don't know what you call it. But then it kind of got cool again. But anyway, now they're going to quit making it. I don't know if it was cool. I don't know.
I guess it's uncool again.
Cool to some people, you know. But, yeah, they're going to stop making Camaros. So if you're planning on getting you a new one, you better get one now. Better get one now.
They're going fast.
Apparently, 5 kids who got lost in a New York sewer tunnel were able to guide rescuers to find them.
Sir.
They got lost down in the sewer.
How do you do that?
I don't know. It sounds like a horror movie plot. Yeah.
Why would you be down in the New York sewer? You know how big those rats are?
Oh, yeah, that would be terrifying. To be in a sewer in New York City?
Yeah, that sounds awful.
Oh, God. I wonder how big the biggest rat is. Like, if you could see the biggest New York subway rat.
Probably the size of, like, a cat.
Do you think there's one that's, like, a foot long?
Oh, for sure. Especially if you include the tail in that.
Yeah.
Easy.
They're very creepy.
That was one of the cool things when I was in New York, but I was like, oh, people are exaggerating, but then I'm walking around Times Square, you just see a rat just rolling down the sidewalk, too, and you're just like, this is crazy. These rats are just rolling around the city, too.
Well, apparently it was 5 boys who were just out venturing around, you know. You know, boys being boys. and they got down in a sewer in Staten Island.
Yeah.
They crawled into some tunnel, and they got deep inside and got lost down there, said the fire department. So they received an emergency call around 6 o'clock Tuesday regarding children trapped in the sewers. And apparently the dispatcher asked for an address, and the boy said, "We don't know." The dispatcher said, "You don't know?" And the kid said, "We're like, we're stuck in the sewers." The dispatcher asked, "You're stuck where?" The child said, "In the sewers." So the fire alarm dispatcher said he asked the kid questions to narrow down where the boys entered, and they helped to guide him in there. They crawled into the sewer system through the tunnel and traveled a quarter of a mile further inside.
Jeez.
The responding fire units located the kids' backpacks at the entrance to the tunnel. Be a bad place to be trapped, wouldn't it?
Yeah. New York sewer does not sound fun. I would be very out.
I mean,
of
it'd be a bad place just to get lost.
Yeah.
Don't know why you'd even go down there, but you know, boys will be boys. That's what they say.
Boys will be boys.
Anyway, well, that's enough news for this hour, I guess. Jordan going to come on here in a minute. We'll talk a little bit of tournament with him, maybe talk a little NFL, catch up with him, see how he's doing, and then Bear should be here sometime with our vodka. And we'll have a little celebratory cocktail, a little pregame. What pregaming going on?
Pregame the game. Got to warm up.
We're
just like the players. You got to warm up a little bit.
Got to get the juices flowing. Got to get the juices flowing. We'll be back on the other side. I wish I knew you wanted me. Back on the program, Thursday, March 23rd edition, 2023. You know, Cam, today's 3-23-23.
These March dates are really
3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3-2-3. It's crazy, man.
It's blowing my mind.
It's crazy. It's insane. Jordan DeGianni welcomes to the show. Let's try that again. Let's welcome into the show Jordan DeGianni, national, not local, not regional, national CBS sports writer. It's a pleasure to have you joining us today on the program, Jordan. How you doing?
Cody, my man, what is going on? This is taking me back to the old Cody McClure show days back in Knoxville.
Oh, yeah, that was a real hit, too. That one really had a lot of listeners. I don't know if a lot of people know this, Jordan, but you and I used to do a radio show together, and maybe some people know, probably not many. 2017, we did that on the old, what was that, the old 1180, WVLZ, before it shut down and closed its doors. Used to be the old, John did a show there too. What did they used to call that? It used to just be it was the alternative to WNML back in the day. It was the only alternative. They had Swain, Basilio. They had some good names on there, and then for some reason they had me doing an afternoon show, which lasted about 3 months, but it was fun, wasn't it?
That was a great time. It's probably one of the best jobs I ever had. I even quit my job in the service industry to jump on the board for you. It was a great gig, other than the fact that my employer was sometimes late on his wages, but at the same time, it was a very fun experience.
Yeah, well, you know, that happens. Also, sometimes late to start the show. Sometimes we didn't. I think we started at like 2 in the afternoon or 3 in the afternoon. Sometimes we didn't start till, you know, right about 15 minutes in. It's good to be fashionably late. But anyway, hope you're doing all right. What do you think about this tournament, the basketball tournament? How you feeling about it?
Well, it's been wild. It's been wild to say the least, right? In terms of my bracket, it's not very good. I think I got 7 of the Sweet 16 teams, but I still have 3 of my final 4 still alive. My national champion is Alabama. I didn't know how chalky that was going to be, especially being in bracket groups with other people who don't watch as much SEC. I know they're the overall number one seed, but that still surprised me a little bit that everyone had Alabama as their champions virtually. But, man, this Sweet 16 is going to be a lot of fun. Of course, I'm very excited for Tennessee, but that's not the only intriguing matchup that's taking place tonight.
What else do you like tonight? What do you see tonight?
It's a tough gambling night, in my opinion. I mean, Michigan State, Kansas State is going to be a really fun one to watch because Kansas State's one of these clutch teams that could come up with a clutch three late, as we saw this past weekend. At the same time, Michigan State is a very physical team. We know what Izzo does in March. Arkansas, UConn is going to be interesting. But I think the big one is probably Gonzaga, UCLA. It's a little surprising to see Gonzaga as a plus 105 on the money line, even though UCLA is a very good team, right? I mean, Gonzaga is used to being a one seed. This time around, what are they, a three seed? I think a lot of people have them going far in the bracket, including myself. I actually have them in the national championship game, so that's going to be a big matchup for me.
So you got Alabama beating Gonzaga then in the championship?
That is correct.
I got Gonzaga as my champion, which is about my only hope I have left in our bracket pool because I don't have a lot else right. I can still get Alabama to the Final Four. I think I picked them, but I think my national championship game was Gonzaga and somebody else, Duke, I think, and Duke is clearly not there. What do you think about Tennessee tonight? Should it be smooth? Is it going to be tough? I mean, I guess you never know with this team when they have the scoring droughts, but what do you expect?
Yeah, I don't think you can ever use the descriptor smooth when it comes to Tennessee. You never really know how it's going to go. It could be one of those games that was like a blowout in Knoxville when we faced off against Texas, but at the same time, it could be a very low-scoring affair, very physical, which at the same time is what I think Rick Barnes and the Tennessee Volunteers want to do. When you look at FAU, I mean, they definitely have some talent. They're, what are they, 33-3, which is a pretty incredible record. But, I mean, watching them play in the tournament, that game against Memphis, you could argue that they probably shouldn't have won. There was a very controversial call at the end of regulation. And then they struggled a bit with the March Darling, FDU. And, you know, that was easy money. I think there were 23-point underdogs, and I definitely was on that. So that was a good hit for me. Florida Atlantic won by 8 points in that matchup. Now they come up against Tennessee, a team that's pretty hot, which is kind of strange to say because they didn't exactly look hot entering the tournament, especially without Zakai Ziegler. Bottom line is I'm expecting a physical game, a low-scoring game, but ultimately I think Tennessee comes out on top.
What do you think about the draft?
Yeah, by the way, did you know who kind of broke that story / tweeted out that video of Josh McCown, the Panthers quarterback coach, talking to Stroud?
Was that you?
No, that was one of our former professors.
Oh, really? Who?
Yeah. Can you guess?
One of our professors in college?
Yeah.
Nick Carboni.
King Carboni. Look at him shine on the Charlotte market.
About
that. He had a big story yesterday tweeting out that video. At the same time, I will say this. I mean, I think that's just a first-year assistant, fun guy, Josh McCown, kind of shooting the you-know-what with a rookie quarterback, right? I don't think that the Panthers tipping their hand guaranteeing that they're going to draft Stroud number one overall. Ultimately, I think that's what happens. I'm definitely leaning that way. And if you look at the gambling odds, it certainly indicates that the Ohio State kid's going to be the first one to hear his name called on draft night. It's still an open argument because Anthony Richardson definitely is an intriguing prospect, but ultimately I think the Panthers go with Stroud, who's probably the most polished quarterback in this entire class.
Yeah. But what do you think about the U.S. military draft? The draft.
Oh yeah.
I was asking you about the draft.
I got a letter for that. Am I supposed to respond to it, or am I supposed to show up to a local building or something?
Do you think we should bring it back?
Oh. That's a tough question. Depending on whatever military conflicts we're involved with, if we are severely lacking in troops, then I'm sure that's going to be an option on Joe Biden's desk. But I don't think that's going to happen. Hopefully we stay out of some militaristic, fights / wars. That would probably be best for the country, but you never know what's going to happen.
As a draft expert, could you name the six conflicts in which the U.S. government has employed the draft?
No, I would have never guessed it was six either.
There's six conflicts where The draft has been employed by the United States military, also known as conscription, by the way. I don't know if you've heard the term conscription, but as a draft professional, I would expect you to know the six conflicts.
Six conflicts. I mean, I'll give you two. I would guess that it was World War II.
It's a good guess. That's one of them.
And I would guess the Vietnam War as well.
Yeah, you got two of the six.
Then my guess for the third would be World War One.
You're on a hot streak.
Wow. Okay, I can't. I'm starting to fall apart. I don't know many wars. Civil War?
Yeah. Yep. Civil War. Yeah. There's
okay,
two.
Okay, I'm done.
Two more. Okay. The Revolutionary War and the Korean War. So basically,
the Revolutionary War. Wow, that's fascinating.
Yeah. Yeah, all the big wars in the U.S., the draft was employed in pretty much in all of our big wars, except for the war in the Middle East.
What round do you think you'd go in?
I don't think I'd be draft eligible. I think I would be more of a free agent. I don't think I would get drafted. I think they would
But a primary undrafted free agent, right?
Oh, yeah. I'd get signed somewhere. I get signed somewhere, but probably the kitchen, maybe. I don't know. I could be an asset in the kitchen. I wonder if, I guess all military guys have to be in shape. Like, you can't, do they bring some people into the military who are not in shape just to do other things that don't involve, like, athleticism?
I think they do, but I think that basic training is that section of time where they try to get those larger men into shape, if you will.
Yeah. Well, if I know you're a U.S. military draft expert, but if you know anything about the NFL draft, I was also going to ask you about that. If do you think Tennessee will get any first-rounders?
Yeah, that's a good question, because a lot of people had Jalin Hyatt as a first-round pick in mock drafts prior to the combine. He didn't exactly have the strongest combine. I think a lot of experts thought he would run faster, and then he had, I think it was a hamstring injury that kind of flared up, and he didn't exactly look incredible on field work. That itself, in my opinion, has caused him to fall out of the first round in a lot of mock drafts, but we still have a month to go. So if I had to put my money down, and I'm sure it would be good odds if that was an actual prop we could bet on in Vegas, yeah, I'm going to say yes. I think we get a first-round pick from the Tennessee Volunteers. I'm going to go with Jalin Hyatt, a guy whose film is very hard to ignore. Someone in the first round is going to be very intrigued by that.
Do you make anything of the route running and the talk about how, you know, the offense is too simple and this and that, and he hasn't really had to, I guess, be challenged in some ways?
Somewhat, yes. I do, because at the same time, I don't think that many people anticipate Hyatt hitting the ground running as one of the best wide receivers in the NFL, a la Ja'Marr Chase. He was the best wide receiver in college football last year, and that's the big topic of conversation is, how much is that going to immediately transfer over to the next level? So I don't think that he will be a offensive rookie of the year candidate, but at the same time, I do think he's a bona fide starter that can definitely improve as his professional career goes on.
Do you still eat warm pita bread with hummus? Because I was telling
absolutely.
I was telling
absolutely.
John about that the other day, how you introduced me to that, and now I eat that as one of my snacks.
Yeah, that made me laugh hearing you talk about that, because you said that my ancestors taught me the art of the microwave in terms of heating up bread.
Yeah.
Well, I definitely don't microwave it. I put it in the toaster. I think there's a big difference with that.
Oh, you've upgraded it. See, I just had the microwave, so, you know, when we used to eat it, it was just at the microwave. But you've upgraded to the toaster oven, huh?
Yeah, you know, you get a little bit more of browning on the bread as opposed to the microwave, which is exactly what you're kind of targeting when it comes to heated snacks and heated bread. I think it pairs very well with the hummus, as my ancestors have taught me.
Yeah. Well, I guess everything else okay? You doing okay over there? Nashville good?
Yeah, Nashville's all good, man. We definitely miss you over here. How's Knoxville? You still enjoying it?
It is what it is. I mean, it's, you know, it's fine. It's not bad, not great, you know, somewhere in the middle. It's I like doing the show. I mean, when John's here, like, I don't like doing this show, but when John's here, I do enjoy our dynamic and everything. I just wish that we could do it remotely so that we didn't have to come in here every day. You know what I mean?
So you really don't like being in the studio? You wish you could just do it shirtless in your bed?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's it. And it would give me, I could kind of like maybe live in a warm weather climate, which is kind of what I'm always leaning toward, you know. But I do like the show. I really just don't like doing 3 hours of sports radio every day. You know what I mean? It's like, it's hard. It's kind of hard to do, especially when John's not here. And I got to do this show like this. I mean, it's weird, man. Doesn't it feel weird?
I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying your ranting. You should practice some of your stand-up stuff on air in front of Cam.
Oh, that would be so chuggy. What if he didn't laugh?
I would laugh.
We have a laugh track?
I'm sure
see
we do.
See if you can find the laugh track.
I'm sure track. We got a laugh track
on there. Cam, definitely pull out the laugh track, because that will give Cody some confidence as he rolls through his material. That's exactly what he needs.
Yeah, this is perfect. Either that or I'll hit the Boovis man.
Then I'll lose confidence.
That'd be a good joke, man.
So Nashville, how have things changed since I've been gone? Is anything? Are there new buildings and things?
Yeah,
they live in the same house.
Yeah, it's the same place that you came over and watched Game of Thrones, which was fun. It's still a fun spot, and a lot of people want to visit and everything. But I mean, it's no secret that this place has been found out. So I wanted to ask you, where are we moving next? Right? It can't be somewhere like Los Angeles because that place is impossible to afford. We need to target one of these up-and-coming places in the U.S. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe we could potentially go in on real estate together. Where would that place be? Are you thinking about Austin? Are you thinking about somewhere in the Midwest, North? Where should we move to?
I think Austin would be cool just because, like, I could try to do the comedy there. Like, they have the whole scene there, and that would be cool to try to get good at stand-up in a place like that, because you surround yourself with people who are actually good. And then, you know, I think it makes you better to try to be around people who are better than you. And I think that would be good. That would be something interesting to do. I don't know about the weather, you know. Really, I mean, South Florida is kind of nice, but it gets so hot in the summer. Ooh, Bear just walked in. He's got vodka. Where would you like to live? There's no NFL team in Austin.
What's going on, Bear? If you asked me where I wanted to live, I thought about Tampa. I thought Tampa would be a sweet place, but I was probably a year too late on buying a place down there. Now that's another spot that's really been found out. So, but at the same time, Florida has a lot of different intriguing options that we could definitely mull over.
Well, we should talk more about it. If you get ready to up and leave, get ready to go to a new city, you know, run it by me and let's see what we could come up with.
Absolutely, man. I'm looking forward to hearing some of your stand-up routine later on the show today.
Oh, now I got a lot of pressure on me. I'll see if I can put together a little bit. We'll see what we can put together. I don't know. But anyway, I got to go because Bear's here and he's got vodka, so we're going to drink on the air.
Sounds awesome. I
miss
you. I'll be sure to tune in.
I miss you. I love you, my brother. It's good to talk to you, and I hope you're well. And give Trini my best and everybody, and I'll see you soon, I hope.
Sounds good. Miss you, love you. Have fun today.
All right. Bye. Oh, sorry. I stopped the podcast. I thought you sent us straight to break.
We can go to the break.
All right. Let's take a break, get with Bear, and we'll come back with something.
Maybe vodka.
Looks like vodka. Be right back.
All right,
Cam, you lead us in here.
Okay, yeah, we're back on the program. Nice talking to Jordan, as always.
Yes, we are.
Always a pleasure to hear from him, get his takes.
We're obviously not drinking vodka on the air because I've been told that's not legal. So you can't do that.
Yeah, we don't break the law.
That is apparently, I have been communicated, that drinking alcohol on the air is not permitted and that it is an FCC violation. So we are not doing that. Bear did bring me a nice fresh water, though.
You were very flustered about your water situation yesterday, so that's good. Good you finally got your water. You got to hydrate. And this is good, too, because I didn't need to drink anything before I did my pre-work drinks.
Yeah.
No need to pregame to pregame to the pregame.
The pregame does not start until 3 o'clock. No boozing until 3 o'clock. I do want to say, though, if you are planning on boozing tonight, I think I've unlocked the code, Cam, to boozing. I think it's mixed drinks. I think it's just having a couple of cocktails.
Well, see, my issue with that is they're delicious, so I drink them instantly, and then I have an empty cup, and I'm like, oh, I need something else, and I get another one.
Well, I've just noticed the last few times I drank, it was nice to just get a little boozy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a different kind of buzz, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And you don't feel hammered. See, what I used to do, I've stayed like in the, I think, the college mentality of just hammering beer, just chugging cheap beer, just awful beer. And like, and then you get into shots like later in the night,
mm-hmm.
and it just, the next day is so brutal, the headache. And so the last few times I've drank, I just got a little boozy. I just did like mixed drinks and just kind of stayed out of the beer, or maybe just had like one beer. And I think that's the way to go.
I was going to try that next month because I'm trying to put some muscle mass back on. And so I feel like drinking.
So you're going
to
get off the booze?
Yeah, I feel like drinking just beer is not helpful with that. So
oh, definitely not.
May try to switch to a good cocktail.
I've been going back and forth between Jack and Diets.
Okay.
And then, like, just vodka soda with a lime.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, classic.
I think I can do it. I think I'm maturing to the point that I can be a drinker without having to binge drink heavily.
That's good.
I feel like I can do it. Just get a little boozy, you know, just a little bit where you just kind of sway around. You
also just switch the White Claws. Those are only 90 calories.
Maybe you start slurring just a little bit, but you're not like, you know.
Just not falling asleep at the bar.
Not hammered or anything. I'm just, just a little boozy. I think that's what I want to be. I don't know if that's something to strive for, but so you're going to get into working out?
Yeah, I've started a little bit.
What are you going to do?
I do a lot of home workout stuff as well. I don't like gyms. I don't like just being in gyms and people everywhere looking at you and me looking at them. And I don't know. I don't like gyms. That
don't be
my vibe.
I don't either. So you think you're just going to do like push-ups?
Yeah, I'll do like push-ups, dips, bunch of lunges, body weight squats, all that stuff. If you do it enough, you just do it in a circuit and run through it. You can do it. I used to do that a ton. So do that, maybe go for a run every once in a while.
Did you find that laugh track?
The closest thing I found to that was there was a clip of Adam Sandler saying, "Haha, shut up." I haven't listened to it. We can listen to it to see if it actually is worth anything. Let's see what this sounds
play
like.
Play some stuff in the system and let's see what all we got.
Let's see what this sounds like. Let's
see what we got in there.
Shut up! That was the only laughing thing I found.
That's all?
I don't know what else to search. I
play some other stuff. Play some of our stuff that never gets played.
We haven't done Power Rankings intro.
Let's fill this segment with just playing clips of like things from the show that have not been played in a long time.
I'm trying to think of what all
just like old bits that we lost. Because I was looking in that computer the other day, and I noticed that there's a lot of old stuff that we used to do, like 5 years ago, 6 years ago, that just somehow it got lost. And there's actually way more material than you think there is.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff in here. Like, when I go look for stuff, there's always
play something random.
I'm trying to find one. Because I think we've taken the most amount of the easy, like, access on here just because we haven't been using them. I'm trying to find something. Well, we haven't done the Boovis Man in a while. I forgot that was even still in there.
Boovis Man!
Is that also Adam Sandler?
Did kind of sound like him, didn't it?
Play it again.
Boovis Man!
This is why we need John. I don't know. He would just tell us where that's from.
Just tell me something random to search in the titles here.
Search cats.
Cats.
See if we have anything with cats.
Cat Scratch Fever.
That's Ted Nugent.
That's about it.
Let's just play songs.
Let's just play a music station.
Play a song. Find a song. See if we can just play like bits of things. You can play things from other shows too. Find something from like 2017.
Can I search by event?
I don't know. What did we have for Cats?
Just that. That was basically it.
Search dogs.
Okay, dogs. Let me get a title.
Dogs. Really hitting it out of the park on this segment, aren't we?
We don't have anything for dogs either. What are we doing on here? We got Donald Sterling talking about Magic Johnson.
Oh, there we go. Play that.
Okay, let me put it into the playable spot.
I'm interested in this.
This was a good one.
Hey, Magic Johnson, what has he done?
Well, yes, he's a business.
What has he done? What has he done? Can you tell me? Big Magic Johnson, what has he done?
Well, yes, he's a business person.
He's got AIDS.
He's got AIDS. Nice to hear from old Donald Sterling. What's going on with him now?
I wonder,
is he still active in life, like alive?
I think so.
Let's see about that.
Let's do some research.
Donald Sterling. You know, things really went downhill for him when he was found to be a racist.
Yeah,
he is Donald Sterling, born 1934. No way he's still alive. He is alive. He's very much alive. He is an American attorney and businessman who was the owner of the Clippers. Well, we know that. He's aged 88.
Jeez.
Born Donald Samuel Tokowitz. Don't know why he goes by Sterling. Well, this is interesting. His spouse is Shelley Sterling. So Donald Sterling took his wife's last name?
Huh.
That's uncommon.
That is uncommon. Look how progressive he was.
How about that? I don't know. Either that or maybe he changed his name. I don't know. But yeah, apparently he's 88 and he lives in Chicago now. So
okay.
Guess he's doing all right. I just don't want you to put him on Instagram. It's okay if you hang out with him, but don't put him on Instagram. That was his whole thing. He was just mad about Instagram.
Yep.
I guess he didn't want the public to know. What an old racist.
Secrets. Everybody has their secrets.
What an old racist. Speaking of racists, Bear's going to sit in with us in hour three. So leading into the drive, we will have Bear along with us to add hopefully a little bit of content. I don't know if this has been a decent show. Definitely not our best.
It's going by kind of fast, though.
I'm just trying to keep talking so it goes away. Is there any like sports news we haven't hit on? I mean, I've tried to do some sports, but I feel like if I do just sports, I'm pretty boring. So,
Nothing really. Not much. It's basically just, I think the Notre Dame coach or something was like, hey, we need a
minor league
system.
Sounds very vague. I think the Notre Dame coach or something said something and did, I don't know. What was it?
He wants an NFL minor league and the one-and-done rule for college basketball gone. He kind of came out that. The athletic director said that. I don't know what he wants as far as a minor league. Because, I mean, college football is technically kind of like that as far as also, you know, we got the XFL, USFL now. So I don't know exactly what he wants from that, but he wants that, and he wants the one-and-done rule gone, which I think lots of people – I think they're getting rid of that in a couple of years, aren't they? I think they are.
I don't know. You'd have to ask somebody that knows.
That's true.
I did see Trey tweeted a few minutes ago, Nate Oates was asked about the Saban comments regarding wrong place, wrong time, you know,
the other day. What did you say about that?
I guess he just kind of gave like a nothing answer. It says he did say they talked that night. Nate Oates says he and I, Saban, and I talked that night, and I didn't take it that way at all. I've got a ton of respect for Coach Saban. Basically, like he saying he didn't take it personal. I mean,
yeah.
But, I mean, it definitely kind of seemed like that's where Saban was going with it. I mean, it definitely sounded like a shot at Nate Oates.
Oh, for sure.
So I don't know, but Nate Oates says they talked that night, so that's interesting. Guess they have some kind of a relationship there.
Well, we'd like to hear a report that like they got into a fist fight. That'd be cool.
Yeah. I think I'd probably take Nate Oates in that.
Yeah, I think so too.
Saban's getting to be a little bit of a old man these days.
Saban's probably got a squad, though, that would jump in and take care of Nate.
Drink White Claw. If you're getting ready for the game tonight, drink responsibly. Always remember to drink responsibly.
That's key.
You can find one of those variety packs to try. A lot of good flavors with the claws.
There is a lot of good flavors. Lots of good variety. That's, I guess, why they call it a variety pack, because they do come with the variety. They're not lying.
Drink White Claw. Drink responsible. We are happy to be affiliated with White Claw. They sponsor the studios here at Fan Run Radio. So if you're doing any pregaming tonight, mix in a water and also a White Claw. Take a quick break, Cam. We'll be back in a second. Billy says that the Boo This Man is from Half Baked. Guy's name.
Oh, okay. David. That makes sense.
Yeah. Half Baked.
Been a while since I've seen that. It's National Puppy Day.
Really?
Yeah, that's what Twitter says, at least.
How do you feel about that?
Well, I don't have a puppy, so I don't know if I'm allowed to have a strong take either way.
So you don't have any feelings about it at all?
I mean, I like puppies. Puppies are cool. Puppies are pretty sweet. I like petting puppies. Puppies make me sneeze a little bit. One time at work the other day, somebody's puppy tried to bite me. Well, I think that was an adult dog. So I guess that's not the same. I won't put down puppies. That's puppies mean. do that like teething thing, which I understand that. I like playing with puppies.
Some more feedback to the show. Finally received a little bit of negative feedback, and perfect. It has hurt my feelings, as I said it would, because I'm a soft millennial.
What did it say?
And it's sad to see it's from former intern Parker.
Ah.
Yeah.
Parker.
Says, this reminds me of when I produced 3 hours of Trey and Bear. Absolutely brutal. I guess he doesn't like Trey and Bear either.
Okay.
But also, Jonathan Toy says, Cody and Cam are doing great. And the podcast was up timely.
Look at that. Look. Wow.
What is it John always says? What is it? It always be your own homies or something like. What is that statement? What is that quote? It be your own or something like that.
Yeah, it's always your own guys.
Former intern Parker. I guess that's why he's a former intern Parker. You also said it's National Puppy Day. You know, this seems like a guy that would drown a puppy to me. When I think of Parker, former intern Parker, I think of a guy that would drown puppies. So
man, if we had an intern, we could have gotten him to go sneak and get us alcohol.
We can't drink alcohol on the air, Cam.
I know, but if we had an intern, we could have sneakily done it.
Do not remember me telling you that it's an FCC violation to drink alcohol.
But now I got it in my head, but I'll try to obey the laws.
You got to drink water. You got to drink water. It's too early to be boozing anyway.
That's true.
Although I do like the idea of doing a little boozing this evening.
I'm going to have to because the game.
So, yeah. Well,
I think it's required by law.
It's a Sweet 16.
Yeah, I got to drink something sweet. At least 16 of them.
I'm fired up. I'm pumped up today. I'm excited. And I don't know why I feel this way. Because I don't often feel this way.
You didn't even think we'd be this far.
No, I didn't. You're right. But I never feel this way about basketball, though. This feels like a football game day to me. That's how big this feels.
It does. It's huge.
Do you agree?
Yeah, John was saying the other day how this is arguably like the biggest game in program history.
Yeah, but he's always all aboard. Like he loves basketball. So, but I
think he's right, because you have a golden opportunity in front of you where you're just playing a Conference USA team for a chance to go to your second Elite Eight ever. I mean, you're getting either a 7 seed average Big Ten team or you're getting a streaky Kansas State team.
Streaky. They're so streaky.
So streaky.
Michigan State's got 12 losses too.
Yeah.
That's the definition of streaky.
And like that's almost best case scenario of a team you could get for an opportunity to go to your first Final Four.
We're going
to
win the national championship.
We can do it. It's possible. Man, I really need Alabama to lose when, to San Diego State.
At what point will we cut down nets if we win the Elite Eight game? Do you cut down nets?
I think
nets?
You cut down for Final Four, or like if you win the
like
Final.
I mean, like going to the Final Four?
I think so, because I think you're like you, you won region. That region. Yeah.
So if we win tonight and then win Saturday,
I think we'll cut a couple nets.
Yeah, we'd be the East region champion.
Yeah. Beast of the East.
How good does that sound?
That sounds really good. Oh, it's got a nice flow to it.
It sounds sweet.
It fits.
I'm so pumped. We're going to lose to Florida Atlantic. Hour two is in the books. Hour three is on deck. We'll come back with a little bit of news, and hopefully Bear will join us if he's still willing to. Hour three coming up.